And now, 5 good minutes.
Well, we once thought once it was on the web, it'd be there forever. Not so, evidently, at least if Google has anything to do with it. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad, joins me on this. News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So, Google says they're going to be deleting some accounts. Why? Do we need the room on the web? What's the story here?
Well, the main reason that they're giving is that it is about security. If you have an account that you just really haven't used, a lot of times those will be accounts that maybe have older passwords or passwords that have been compromised in the past or passwords you're just reusing on accounts that then may get compromised. So part of it is security, but of course the other part is just that, you know, they want to make sure that they're not using resources that if it's an account that's just not going to be used at all. Just to clear things out and help them kind of reduce the amount of hardware storage and just general use on that.
All right, we're talking about personal Google accounts. These aren't like old. I mean, at first when you sent this to me, I was kind of worried about losing history, like maybe, you know, some old newspapers or things like that. But these are personal accounts, huh?
Yeah, these are personal Google accounts. Okay. So things like Google Workspace, Gmail, Docs, Calendar, things like if you do back up your photos to Google Photos. Now, the important thing to remember that they are only going to be deleting accounts that haven't been used in more than 2 years.
Okay.
And they're not going to start this until December. So getting ahead and going, you say if you have an account, some people have accounts just that they use to send spam emails to, that sort of thing. All you have to do is you literally just log into the account and pretty much do just about anything. Go in, you know, do a search, check the email on it, use the Google Drive. Pretty much any access on that within 2 years means that account will be fined. It'll be marked as active. So it is, again, just a thing that's very simple to go through in there. The flip side to this is that it's just a good reminder that if you get any notifications about any account, regardless of if it's Google or anybody else, that you know you're not going to use at all anymore. Let's say you signed up for, say, a website or something that you just decided you never want to go back to. It's a good idea to, and you get that notification that it's still active. It's a good idea to go ahead and log in and look for any options just to completely deactivate or delete that account. It's always a good idea if you have something out there that you're not going to use that you go ahead and just kind of clean up after yourself just to prevent anything from being, again, compromised and used by somebody out there.
Good reminder. I mean, you might be amazed if you look on especially your history or some of the things you do online, some of the accounts and things that you've had to, that you've logged into then over the years, right?
Yeah, I always kind of joke about how around your birthday is the perfect time because a lot of these sites will send you happy birthday reminders and that sort of thing.
Good point.
And very often you'll get, you know, birthday reminders from accounts you signed up, you know, 5 years ago. Yeah. And that's when you know what to go through and go find those accounts and just go ahead and delete them.
Yeah, let's unsubscribe from those reminders. Things. Yeah, unsubscribe. Yep. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad, good story. Hey, while I got you, I'm always impressed when people that I think are experts are impressed. And I think of you when it comes to tech and what we get to talk about in our visits, and I always appreciate your time. You retweeted something about what Disney Sea is about and the real, I guess the realness, to make up a word, of that. You were impressed with that thing, right? Explain that to me.
In Japan, you have obviously their version of Disneyland, but they also have another place called Disney Sea. This is kind of built around just because so much of Japan is coastline. This is all based around things around the coast. So they do have a huge area there built to look like Mysterious Island from Jules Verne and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah.
It's just amazing just how built up this place is. If you ever get a chance, just look on Google. Or even just go to YouTube and look up Disney Sea and just look at this place. It's just an amazing place, someplace I definitely would love to visit. Always love the aesthetic from the novels from Disney's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Just imagine an entire Disney-themed land based around that.
Now, because you liked it, I looked it up, too. It was pretty impressive. All right, get you out of here on this. The Cleveland Marathon, would you do the 10K on Saturday morning?
Yep, that was my first 10K. Absolutely, you know, recommend everybody if you get a chance to get out, and whether it's a 5K, 10K, whatever, or even just your local park runs, just get out and, you know, just get a little bit of extra movement out there.
So that was your first time at 10K, huh?
Yep, that's something I started this year with what they call the Catch to 5K program. That's a really great way for runners out there, people who want to get into running. Look up Couch to 5K apps. There's a lot of apps out there that you basically spend most of your time as you first start walking with brief moments of running, and then they just increase the amount that you're running over time. And it's just really amazing how quickly it can get you from, you know, just being somebody who's never run to somebody who's actually going out there in the middle of Saturday's rain and running a 10K.
Good for you. Check it off your bucket list. I know you enjoy your cycling, but that's great. I know you're doing the running thing. Good for you. Agent Derek Meister, Geek at the Geek Squad. Follow him on Twitter, Agent3012. You never know what you might learn. Good stuff as always. Derek, thanks, pal.
Thank you.